Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming show in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on October 16th. Tickets for that show go on sale Monday morning, so line up outside the venue dressed as your favorite Wait Wait cast member. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Anna Devlin-Gothier.
Whoa, Anna, say that again?
I know, it's long. Anna Devlin-Gothier.
Wow, you sound so aristocratic.
Is there a hyphen in the middle of that, Anna?
No, not the face.
Wow.
Yeah, Mom and Dad couldn't afford a hyphen.
Like 5 minutes.
And where are you calling from, Anna?
I am calling from Alfred, New York, but I'm originally from New Salem, Massachusetts.
I've been to Old Salem. I didn't know there was a New Salem.
Yeah, New Salem's where all the witches went after they got kicked out of Old Salem.
Really?
You'd think they would have chosen a more original name.
I know, seriously.
Well, welcome to the show, Anna.
We're glad you're
here. And Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Here's your first limerick.
In movies where dudes take a beating, concession stand trips keep repeating. I keep going back to fill up on snacks. In action films, I can't stop.
Oh, my gosh. What? Can you say that again?
I think you can.
Sure. In movies where dudes take a beating, concession stand trips keep repeating.
Oh, okay.
I keep going back to fill up on snacks. In action films, I can't stop
eating.
Right, eating. Very good.
Anna.
Researchers put people in front of TVs with candy and showed them two different shows, a Michael Bay movie and an episode of Charlie Rose. They found that people watching the action movie ate much more. Charlie Rose viewers ate less because it's hard to swallow when you're asleep. In fact...
But did they really do it against like a Charlie Rose thing?
Yeah, they really did.
Why didn't they try other genres of movies? Mm. I mean, do I have to think of everything out there, scientist?
Here is your next limerick.
On my buttermilk pies, there's a bust. As my blue ribbon prize turns to dust... They think that this batch was not made from scratch. They found that I used store-bought.
Can you do it one more time?
Okay. Oh, here we go. On my buttermilk pies, there's a bust. As my blue ribbon prize turns to dust, they think that this batch was not made from scratch. They found that I used store-bought.
Crust.
Yes, very good. A scandal at the Kentucky State Fair. Pie champion Linda Horton has admitted using a Pillsbury store-bought crust for her first place buttermilk pie. Officials are considering her stripping her of her blue ribbon, and her disappointed fans are throwing away their yellow Pie Strong bracelets.
Also, there are a lot of beauty queens who have store-bought
Parts.
Yeah.
Ingredients.
Yeah.
That's true.
Are we all suspicious a little that it's Pillsbury doing this?
She admitted.
She admitted that side of it.
She said
don't you think that she was probably paid off
by Pillsbury?
Yeah. We're talking about it now on the radio and everything.
You're deeply suspicious, man.
You think she's in the pocket of Big Pie.
I don't think it's conceivable. I just don't think it's that hard to make a pie if what you do is make pies.
All right, here is your last limerick.
We seniors take college by storm, the old ones with Medicare forms. We'll hang with the young and take classes for fun with rest homes inside every...
Dorm?
Right, dorm. Very
Look
good.
At you, Anna.
Wow.
A British panel of health experts has come up with a plan to prevent malaise at nursing homes. They want to put nursing homes in the middle of college campuses. You think about it, it makes sense. Senior citizens can take classes on the campus. They can attend lectures and yell at young people to get off all the lawns all day long. It's the perfect way to give seniors a new lease on life and to ensure, of course, that one-night stands in college are even more regrettable than they are now. And imagine how awesome it'll be to see old folk crossing the campus at dawn with their walkers of shame.
The daughter of shame.
Bill, how did Anna do in our quiz?
Anna bewitched us with 3 straight.
Well wow. done, Anna. Congratulations. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. I see you. You're walking across the campus. Cool professor studying romances.